It is the Wednesday morning show. Good to be with you, Katie and Maggie. Now, last weekend, you know how you look through Facebook and you see some things, you're kind of interested. I saw a great video from the 12th Annual Spiritual Run, and I thought, we need to talk to Gary Charwood. He is the cultural coordinator with the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, and he works with the Leech Lake Youth Program, and he's joining us now on the Wednesday morning show. Gary, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much.
How was last weekend?
I'm trying to sum that up, and it's I'm still on this natural high of a very successful 12th annual spiritual run that took place May 6th and 7th, approximately 140 miles was covered in 2 days. It was awesome.
And where do you start? Where do you end up?
We started Saturday morning with an opening ceremony up in the Eslake community. That's up on the northeast corner of the Leech Lake Reservation, right up north of Deer River on Highway 46. So we started there, trekked our way down southbound on 46 to Bow Club. Little stops to honor the Ingert community, Winnie Dam community, and an actual 15-minute stop in the Bow Club community just to honor and recognize the community and to give everybody a piece of the spiritual run by just stopping and honoring and recognizing them. So, and then carried on. We went over to Bina, stopped in Bina to recognize the Bina area communities, and then further down. This one here was a special run through Federal Dam to south was to recognize the Sugar Point Battle Point community to recognize the late Tracy Gale, who was very instrumental in all 11 years of the spiritual run prior to this one. And as we know, Tracy Gale has moved on to the spirit world here last year. So that was a special stop, and then carried on, and we ended in the Kegel Lake community at about 7:15 or so, I believe we made it to our destination, which was the Kegel Lake community. And I tell you, those people in Kegel Lake are just wonderful. If you ever have to go through Kegel and maybe have to do an event there, get a hold of the Mitchell family, because they just put their family together, and they give us a wonderful, wonderful meal as we came running in Saturday evening. So that was the first day.
Wow. The first day.
First day. That was the first day. Yes.
Gary, why did this start 12 years ago? What's the meaning behind the spiritual run?
Well, it started it stems from, we did a run from Minneapolis to Red Lake. It was Honor the Youth Spiritual Run that took place in 2005. And that was from a result from the tragedy that took place up in Red Lake with the school shooting. And a group of people from Minneapolis and actually all over the state and in the tri-state come together and said, you know, we need to step up. We need to let the Red Lake Nation be heard, that we stand by them, we support them. We know the issues out there in all communities, not only in reservations, but all communities across the region. So a group put this run together, and Leech Lake says, you know, we just want to continue this here on Leech Lake, and that's how it's started. It's a stem from the 2005 spiritual run that took place, and then Leech Lake has been carrying it on year after year. And on Leech Lake, the month of May is actually Wellness Month. So we tied that in. Wellness is a big part of our spiritual run, because you have to run, you have to, you know, kind of be in shape, but it doesn't restrict anybody. I mean, anybody can run, walk if they choose to. So that's how it all started back from the Honor the Youth Spiritual Run.
We are talking with Gary Charwood this morning, cultural coordinator with the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe, about last weekend's 12th annual spiritual run. So we heard about day one. Where did you end up by the second day?
Well, the second day took off 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock in the morning, we started from the junction of 8 and 200. The staff picked up 8 o'clock, did our opening ceremony, did our tobacco asema offering, and away we went westbound on 200 to Northern Lights, which was our first stop to honor and recognize Smoky Point and Anigam community. So they also meet us and greet us over at the Northern Lights Casino, and about a 10-15 minute stop just to honor and recognize and listen to any people, representatives that come from the Anigam. And we did have our chairman, Mr. Jackson, there give us an opening and a greeting, and along with Mr. Dennis Banks, one of the co-founders for the American Indian Movement, was also there to give us some words of encouragement and inspiration. So then from there on, carried on through the town, city of Walker, which was always kind of a delight to go through the city and get an escort to run through the city of Walker in the center lane up through, and then carry on from that point on northbound on 371 to Cass Lake, and to also recognize Wilkinson's Oak Point, Prescott communities as we journey through those intersections on up to Cass Lake, and through Cass Lake, through the community of Cass Lake, and ending over at the Leech Lake Veterans Memorial Power Grounds.
So, Gary, what does, I saw the video that you had taken where you're cheering people on and you're thanking all the folks there that are helping out. What does the spiritual run mean to you personally?
The spiritual run means it's a vast, the meaning itself is spiritual. The meaning itself of the spiritual run, it's for health, it's for wellness, it's for standing up for the issues that we face day to day in our hometowns, our reservations, our cities, our communities. It just means that, you know, hey, we're here. It's almost like we're reenacting the way communication was done centuries ago, prior to, before the horses, before the automobiles came in. And how we convey a message was we sent runners out. And it's just a piece of get out and run for health, to convey a message. And most importantly, our tradition and our culture and our spirituality. I like the way my good friend, my elder, Mr. Banks, put it. He says, you know, for the Anishinaabe people, we have that connection. We have that connection with Mother Earth. We have that connection with the animals, the two-legged, the four-legged. We have that connection, and it's in our DNA. And when we run, we run for a reason. We run for a cause, and there are things that listen, those invisible forces, as we would call them, that piece with the tied in with spirituality. That all is connected. It's all connected. It's all a part of who we are. But it's not. It's open to anybody. You know, anybody, for all nationalities, all faiths, and all beliefs, all people, walks of life can run with this staff, this eagle staff that we run with. It symbolizes all the communities here on Leech Lake. I believe we have nine eagle feathers representing nine of the 11 communities here on Leech Lake. So each eagle feather is from one of the communities here on Leech Lake, and that's what we run with.
Well, Gary, we sure appreciate hearing about what happened last weekend. And before we go, what's going on tonight at 6 o'clock?
Tonight, we have we do also a drum and dance, and it's a community event. We call in visitors, we call in spectators, we call in community members. Just to, we bring a drum, bring some singers in, a few of them bring regalia, just to go into these communities and just do a couple of hours of just some cultural exhibitions, some singing and dancing, just to bring that cultural awareness, to keep the drum beat going in our communities. It's a family event, and that's going to take place over in the Oak Point community tonight, starting at 6 p.m. We end right around 8 o'clock. So, and then next week, we go over to Kegel Lake community on May 17th. Same, bring in some culture. It's open to everybody. Here, feel free to come. There is no charge. We do put together, usually have someone prepare a feast for us. So we go in and have something to eat and do some singing and dancing.
Sounds great. Well, Gary, thanks for telling us your story today. I hope you get some sleep sometime in the future.
Oh, yes. I got vacation coming up here, so okay. I just have to take care of other things. And then, you know, I just need to share one more other event.
Yeah.
We have the Friday, May 19th, we're celebrating Native Youth Day over at the Leech Lake Veterans Memorial Powell Grounds, 10 to 2 p.m. And we're looking for Native youth to show their talent and accomplishments. So we're asking for anybody out there to, if you have students that have, it could be anything. It could be a choir, it could be a lacrosse player, it could be an archery, it could be poetry, it could be artistic, it could be artwork, it could be singing on a hand drum. It can be it just open to every talent that is our youth. And it's just the Leech Lake Youth Education and Youth Program just wants to showcase and bring our Native youth to shed light on what they're doing and what they accomplish and what they continue to do in the future ahead of them. So that's going to take place on Friday, May 19th. Over at the Leech Lake Veterans Memorial Powell Grounds. So.
Sounds great. Hey, have you had any time to go out fishing lately?
Tomorrow I will be, and this weekend. So I will. I know the walleyes are out there waiting. They're just like, Gary, get over here. Well, hurry, hurry, when your freezer is empty. So I am going to be there.
Good. So. Go get them. Thanks for talking with us today, Gary.
You betcha. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Gary Charwood, if you want to know about any events that he told us about, you can always give us a call at 800-662-5799.
You are tuned to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE in Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE in Bagley and Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, 103.9 in Ely, and at KAXE.org anytime. We're connecting you to Northern Minnesota.